You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Blooming English. Today, we are going to talk about special phrases from the kitchen that we use in everyday English. These are words that come from cooking and eating, but people use them in many different situations. For example, when someone says simmer down, they mean calm down, not cooking. Or when you have a full plate, it can mean you have many things to do, not just food on your plate. Let's explore these interesting phrases together and learn how to use them in daily conversation. Now, let's look at some common cooking terms that we use as metaphors in English. First, we have simmer down. In cooking, simmering means cooking something gently. But when we say simmer down in conversation, it means to relax or calm down, especially if someone is angry or very excited. Next is full plate. In the kitchen, a full plate means lots of food. But in everyday talk, if you have a full plate, it means you have many tasks or responsibilities. It's like saying you have a lot to do. Another interesting phrase is stir the pot. In cooking, it means mixing the food in the pot. But when someone stirs the pot in a conversation, it means they are causing trouble or starting an argument, often by saying something controversial. And lastly, we have half-baked idea. In the kitchen, half-baked means something isn't fully cooked. In everyday English, a half-baked idea is a plan or idea that hasn't been thought through completely. It's like saying the idea isn't ready yet. Before we move on, let's quickly review the cooking metaphors we've learned so far. Simmer down is used to tell someone to calm down, much like reducing the heat when cooking. Full plate refers to having many tasks, similar to a plate full of food. Stir the pot means causing trouble, like stirring a pot in the kitchen can cause a mess. And a half-baked idea is an idea that isn't completely developed, just like food that isn't fully cooked. These phrases show how cooking terms can add flavor to our everyday conversations. Now, let's explore some phrases from dining that we use in our daily English. First up is bite off more than you can chew. When eating, if you take a big bite, it's hard to chew. Similarly, if you bite off more than you can chew in life, it means you've taken on more tasks or responsibilities than you can handle. Next, we have chew the fat. This doesn't mean eating fat. It's a fun way to say having a long, casual conversation with someone. It's like sitting around the table, talking and enjoying each other's company. Then there's spill the beans. This has nothing to do with actual beans. It means to reveal a secret or tell something you weren't supposed to. Imagine accidentally knocking over a jar of beans and they all spill out. That's how the secret comes out. And in a pickle is a curious one. It doesn't involve pickles, but it means you're in a difficult or tricky situation. It's like being stuck in a jar of pickles. These dining phrases are used a lot in English, and they can make conversations more interesting and fun. Remember, they're not just about food, but about the situations we find ourselves in.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Before moving on, let's recap the dining phrases we've just learned. Bite off more than you can chew means taking on too much responsibility. Chew the fat is a fun way to say having a long, relaxed conversation. Spill the beans means to reveal a secret, and in a pickle refers to being in a difficult situation. These phrases add an interesting flavor to our language, showing how dining experiences influence the way we speak. Moving on, let's discover some expressions that come from specific types of food. First is, that's the way the cookie crumbles. It's used when accepting a situation that didn't go as planned, similar to how a cookie can break unexpectedly. Next, we have piece of cake. No, we're not talking about dessert. It's a way to say something is very easy, just like eating a piece of cake is easy and enjoyable. Then there's selling like hot cakes. This means something is very popular or selling very quickly. It comes from the idea that hot cakes, or pancakes, sell fast when they're fresh and hot. And finally, in a pickle is a phrase that means being in a difficult or confusing situation. Imagine being mixed up in a jar of pickles, that's the kind of tricky spot this phrase describes. These expressions add fun and vivid imagery to our language. They remind us of food, but they're really about life's various situations. To summarize, we've learned some interesting expressions from specific cuisines. That's the way the cookie crumbles helps us accept unexpected outcomes. Piece of cake describes something very easy. Selling like hot cakes is used for something very popular. And in a pickle describes being in a difficult situation. These phrases are not just about food, but about the different experiences we encounter in life. Finally, let's see how we can use these expressions in real-life situations. Imagine your friend is worried about a project at work and says, "I think I bit off more than I can chew." This means your friend feels overwhelmed with too much work. If your neighbor tells you, "Let's chew the fat sometime," they're inviting you for a casual chat, perhaps over coffee. When someone in your class says they spilled the beans about the surprise test, it means they accidentally revealed the secret about the test. And if you hear someone say, "I'm in a pickle," they might be in a confusing or tough situation and could need your help. These practical examples show how these expressions are used in everyday conversations, making English a fun and expressive language. As we wrap up today's episode of Blooming English, we hope you enjoyed exploring the fascinating world of culinary expressions and how they spice up our everyday English. Remember, language learning is not just about grammar and vocabulary. It's also about understanding these colorful idioms that make conversations more lively and enjoyable. Thank you for joining us at iGo Garden, your online English academy. We're dedicated to providing you with engaging lessons, materials, and more to help you grow your English skills. For more resources and fun ways to learn English, don't forget to visit our website and join our learning community. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll dive into more intriguing aspects of the English language. Until then, keep practicing and enjoy using these flavorful expressions in your daily conversations. Goodbye for now.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.